35-21. Eastern leads it here after three quarters of play. They've got it second and two from the Collins 49-yard line. Motion from White. He'll fake it. He'll give it to Johnson. Johnson, enough for the first down, close down to the 45-yard line. And you got to think, if the way things are going, Scott, if Eastern puts any points on the board, probably going to be enough here for tonight.
Collins just hasn't been able to do anything offensively, especially here in the second half.
First and 10 Eagles. Now Eastern a little bit more deliberate here coming out of the huddle. First and 10 at the Collins 45-yard line. Seen them run the football a lot more here in the second half. Berger takes it. Quarterback run the entire way, but we've got, I think, a false start prior to the snap. And that'll back Eastern up 5 yards back to midfield. Be first and 15. Ball marked at midfield. Same formation from Eastern. We've seen throughout the majority of the night, two receivers each side of the field, one back in the backfield with Berger. Motion for White. Takes a handoff, gives it to Brooks. And he'll be wrestled from behind by Jalen Stone. And Jalen, a lot more active the last couple series. Sorry, it was Johnson on that last carry for Eastern. Go for a one-yard loss. The second and 16. Ball back now at their own 49-yard line. Ball at the right hash. Berger looks over the defense. Falls to the ball. He'll take it. He'll drop straight back. Looking to throw deep to the left sideline. And he's got Fox down at the 25 for a first down.
Like that ball could have been picked. Didn't really go after the ball, though.
So that'll be first and 10 Eagles now at the 25-yard line of Collins. First and 10 Eagles as we approach the 10-minute mark. Turn. Quarterback run right through the middle of the field. A little read option play with Berger. And that'll go down inside the 20, down close to the 17-yard line. Good for a close to an 8-yard gain. And they will give him eight, be second and two. Three receivers this time right of the formation, one to the left. Berger turns. He'll just the same play. He'll fake it, read option play, and follow the tailback right through the middle of the formation, down inside the 10, down to the 8-yard line.
They've had some success running the ball right up the middle. Seems like when they get in trouble when they try to stretch it out. They did have one run up the sideline earlier, but they've had more success running through between the tackles.
Colton Alvey checking in at defensive tackle. So with 9 minutes to go in this one, Collins really needs a turnover here some way, somehow. Berger takes a snap. Going to run it again. Backside pursued by Stucker. Kind of shoestrings him, but he'll get down inside the 5 to the 4-yard line. It'll be second and goal from there. Trey Axline going to check in goal line. Leland Carwell checking out.
And Miles McGibbon in, too.
Miles, just a freshman, going to check in and play linebacker. Second and goal from the 4-yard line. They'll stay same formation. Spread look. Berger rolling right. Now cuts it inside. Was tackled by Jalen Stone for no gain, but ball whistled dead prior to the snap. Looks like it'll be illegal procedure on Eastern.
Flag on the play.
Nope. Must have been offsides on Collins. They moved the ball the other way.
Offsides on the defense.
Ball now marked right at the 2-yard line. It'll be second and goal from the 2. Eastern really has slowed down their pace of play with up 2 scores. Trying to punch another one in here. Johnson to the right, a Berger in the backfield. Motion by Williams. He'll turn, fake a handoff, running himself. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage. Zach Stucker, Miles McGibbon, and the other interior lineman stop him there. It'll go for a loss of maybe 2 yards.
Miles McGibbon came in there with a little attitude. He slammed him.
Mark it at the 3, so loss of 1. It'll be 3rd and goal from the 3-yard line. Clock continues to roll, 7:20 to go in this. Two receivers each side of the formation. Johnson in the backfield here with Berger. turns, fakes a handoff, going to throw it in the back of the end zone to White. She's open. Touchdown, Eagles.
Been running right there. Just snuck him out. Got behind the defensive back.
So the first score after 56 points between both teams in the first half, the first score here of the second half belongs to the Eastern Eagles. With 6:56 to go in this one, extra point away from doubling up the Titans. Kick is up and good. 6:56 to go, and that's when Eastern leads it 42-21. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Mike, why are you wearing camouflage at the office?
It's chicken flage to protect my Zaxby's Boneless Wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce. That's two amazing flavor sensations in one. I've got to keep it hidden. Chicken flage keeps me off the grid.
Everyone can see you.
No, they can't.
Oh, hi, Mike. Nice camouflage.
Told you.
Everyone wants a Zaxby's Boneless Wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce, served with celery ranch crinkle fries and a small drink. Try it today and upgrade to a medium souvenir chicken flash cup. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
42-21, Eastern leads it. They've now outscored Collins 42-7 since midway through the first quarter of play. Ramirez on to kick it deep. He will just squib it down the right side. Going to be taken by the up man of Collins at the 35-yard line. He'll be tackled up at the 37-yard line. I think it was Casey Warner, I think, the up man who grabbed that one. So 6:51 to go in this one. Collins going to need something maybe short of a miracle. Try to pull this one out. They've really not been able to get anything on track offensively at all here in the second half. Lucas in the shotgun. Snap. He'll turn. He's going to hand in the backfield to Harrod. Sam over the 40 and will be tackled up at the 44-yard line. Gain of 6 will be 2nd and 4. Collins going to have to be in hurry-up mode here. Got a little Cardwell, Seiler, and Hawk on the right side of the formation.
Maggard
and Harrod on the left side. Empty backfield look here for Lucas. JR, quick hitter, the outside, overthrown and through the hands of Maggard. 3rd and 4, ball at the 44-yard line. 6:13 to go. Eastern leads it 42-21. Lucas, take a handoff, gives it to Cardwell. Leland, up over the first down marker, close to midfield. I'm marking right at midfield. Good enough for a first down. Be 1st and 10 Titan. 1st and 10 Collins, midfield. JR rolls to his right. Looking to throw, plants. Throws it to the outside. Good coverage on the play. Knocked away by number 18, William Lee. Trying to hit Seiler down the 40-yard line. Just good coverage on the play by Lee.
The first couple series, I mean, Eastern's defensive backs have played really well. What happens when you have what? How many interceptions?
Five.
Yeah. Kind of hard not to play well if you have 5.
That's a true good point. 2nd and 10 at midfield for the Titans. Lucas turns. He'll hand in the backfield to Harrod. Sam runs over a defender. And I think he fumbled it. Ball on the ground. Picked up by Eastern. Running down the right sideline. Still on the move with it down at the 20. Cuts it back inside. I think he's going to go all the way. And he will and score. Number 17, Dylan Rogers, picked up the Sam Harrod fumble and took it about 60 yards for the score. And the route is on in a bad way here for the Titans.
See, I thought he was down. I didn't even thought he was down, so I kind of took my eye off the play.
48-21, pending the extra point. Still 5:28 to go in this one. Tiago Ramirez. Might be my favorite name of the year thus far. Set to kick his 7th extra point. Extra point up. This one low, but it gets through. 5:28 to go in this one. 49-21. Eastern leads it. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shelbyville.com. shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Need a professional strength mower? Kubota builds commercial zero-turn mowers with great maneuverability, power, and comfort. Get a Kubota Z700 zero-turn mower now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA now through September 30th, 2015. Call 1-888-465-8268 for details on cost and terms. Visit your Kubota dealer today in Shelbyville. Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
49-21, Eastern Lethal set to kick it off again. They'll squib it, taken by Warner at the 40-yard line, and they'll push him out of bounds at about the 45. One thing's for sure, field position hasn't been the issue tonight for Collins. They've had great field position here in the second half. Just haven't been able to finish off any drives. Lucas leads the offense back out. 5:23 to go in this one. I don't think anybody would believe you if they told you that Collins was once up in this game by 2 scores. They now trail by 4 scores. They've now been outscored 49-7 since midway through the first quarter. Turns, hands to Harrod. Sam cuts it back in the middle of the field, down to the 40, trying to get to the outside, makes a man miss. Down to 30, takes a blocker on at the 25, will be pushed down or tackled down at the 23-yard line. Good run by Sam Harrod.
Sam still running hard here late in the game. I think Eastern kind of playing that pass a little bit more, had it in the middle open. Nice cut there by Sam.
Eastern done a little bit of everything tonight. They've returned an interception for a touchdown and have returned a fumble for a touchdown. Turn, he'll hand to Leland Carwell. Leland through the right side, still on the move, steps through a defender, goes through another one, to the 5, will go into the end zone, touchdown, Titan. Good run by Leland Carwell. Bounced off, 2 or 3 defenders spinning down at the 5 to get into the end zone, and for the first time in a while, Collins on the board.
Person Pookie hadn't played a lot. It's like he'd been out there a lot tonight.
I noticed he's a little bit limp earlier.
Out there now on this extra point.
Noah Bruner on for the extra point. Kick up and kick is good. 4:52 to go in this one. 49-28, Eastern leads it. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Mike, why are you wearing camouflage at the office?
It's chicken flage to protect my Zaxby's boneless wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce. That's 2 amazing flavor sensations in one. I've got to keep it hidden. Chicken flage keeps me off the grid.
Everyone can see you.
No, they can't.
Oh, hi, Mike. Nice camouflage.
Told you.
Everyone wants a Zaxby's Boneless Wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce, served with celery, ranch, crinkle fries, and a small drink. Try it today and upgrade to a medium souvenir chicken flash cup. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
49-28, Eastern leads it. Noah Bruner back on to kick this one away. Eastern not believing at all that he's going to kick it deep. Got 9 men up.
This is when they try that little pooch punt. About, remember, Dre was good at it. Yeah. Going to get it about the 40-yard line. Or pooch kick or whatever you want to call it.
Sugar Ray White back at his own 15.
You like that, don't you? All right, there.
And it's going to be on the ground. Ball's on the ground, and Collins, I think, got it. Good job by Bruner as he was the first man down. Ball was hit by someone and went backwards about midfield. Collins recovers it. That's almost unbelievable.
What?
They know when it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and it wasn't even close.
Most onside kicks in pro football, you know it's going to happen at, like, the end of the game.
Yeah. And but what I'm saying is there wasn't anybody close to the ball for Eastern.
Maybe they didn't think he was going to kick it down the middle. I'm just saying, a lot of times onside kicks, you know it's coming. I'm not trying to argue.
Most times you know it's coming.
Right. Well, it's your point.
What's the percentage of onside kicks recovered?
13.5, I think, one day I heard that.
Hand off to Harrod. Sam will be tackled right at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
You ass.
Well, I figured it was going to be less than 20.
13.5. Look it up. Google it. Anybody out there, you can Google it. I guarantee it. Look up percentage of Onside kicks recovered, 13.5%. I looked it up.
Is that in all of football, or is that just the NFL?
Oh, I thought it was somebody in the NFL. Yeah, NFL. I think in all of football, if you take, like, you're talking about Pee Wee on
I would say college on.
No.
I wouldn't count. High school. Lucas, shovel pass forward to Leland. Carwell through the middle of the defense, trying to get to the outside. Spins off a defender down inside the 30 to the 29. Honestly, that'll go for probably one of the few completions JR's had here in the second half, wouldn't you think?
That's right. A little shovel pass.
A little shovel pass is a pass. Yeah. And Eastern going to take a timeout. 3:57 to go in this one. Eastern still in control. They lead it 49-28. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Looking for hay tools with field-proven reliability? Kubota has a complete line of hay tools, dependable disc mowers and mower conditioners to efficient rakes, tedders, and round balers. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. Your Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Lucas, hands in the middle of the defense to Harrod. He stopped right or stuck right at the line of scrimmage, maybe for a short loss back to the 30-yard line. Clock continues to roll. 3.5 minutes to go in this one. 49-28. And if anybody wanted to know, for the last since 2000, the success rate of onside kicks is 19.7%. Lucas throwing deep down the right sideline, trying to hit Maggard, and it ball's overthrown. Incomplete. Good coverage once again on the play by Langston Webb.
David, you didn't take – you didn't say since 2000. You asked if you take before that.
You know what percentage is generally, if you take a long period of time, will be shown to be proven correct over an even longer period of time. I mean, that's –
What
13 years of data.
That's
13 years of data.
You have gone absolutely.
So you're telling me
for your
13% to be correct, the previous 13 years would have had to been 6% onside kick success.
Exactly.
Ball complete down to the 20-yard line to Maggard.
You have said some crazy things on this radio since we've been doing it, but now you have gone just absolutely crazy right now. I'm just telling you what that.
I mean, you know, it wouldn't. It's only like that. There was only 757 onside kicks in that study.
You didn't study enough. If you don't study something at least 1,000 times, you're wasting your time.
You've wasted your time a lot, haven't you?
And really, I looked up on AskMe.com instead of Google, and it's different on that, I think.
Hand off to Leland again. Leland down to the 10, cuts inside, down inside to the 8. That was on a 4th and 2. 3:06 to go. First and goal, Titans here from the 8-yard line. JR takes a snap, hands to Harrod. Sam gets to the 5, still turning his feet down to the 4, maybe the 3-yard line. Got a Eastern player cramping up in the end zone. So a good break for Collins to stop the clock here. Collins still with all 3 timeouts remaining. But we'll have to score here and be successful on 2 other onside kick attempts. So Collins will have it second and goal just inside the 4-yard line.
We might have one of the greatest comebacks in Titan history here tonight. You don't sound like we're in a very big hurry.
No, we're not. Clock continues to roll here to close to 2.5 minutes to go. Lucas throws it, trying to get away, but just get rid of it. He's being pressured on the outside by number 80, Evan Mudd. That'll go incomplete. Be 3rd and goal from the 4. JR stand the shotgun. Harrod to his right. JR looking. Throws it into the end zone, and it's just too short. Trying to hit Maggard on a comeback route. And we've got a flag. It's going to be an unsportsmanlike penalty. I think it's going to go on Dalton. And if so, that'll make it 4th and goal.
Unsportsmanlike conduct called against the Titans.
And that'll be back them up to close to, the 19-yard line. Called delay of game. So just a 5-yard penalty. I think he picked the ball up. I think Scott picked the ball up instead of throwing it to the official. Kind of.
Yeah.
Threw it in a different direction.
I think you're correct.
19.7% of the time. 4th and goal from the 9. JR rolls to his left, still on the roll. Going to stop, throw it to the outside. Touchdown, Titans. And going to have a penalty after the play. Unsportsmanlike going to go on Chris Cameron for Eastern, hitting Siler. It was Dylan Siler, wasn't it?
I believe you're right, yes, sir.
On the touchdown grab after the play. So, good news, Collins will take that on the kick. This makes it 49-34 pending the extra point. 2:21 to go in this one. Collins still with all three timeouts remaining. Officials still making the official call. Indicates they will take the penalty on the kickoff.
We have his thing kicked the time he gets down. He goes the farthest way I've ever seen.
I agree. You must not think. Here's your boy. That guy's definitely led. I guarantee he's led the Tri-County area in flags thrown tonight. The back judge.
He's going to do another one over there. What's thinking? What's that flag on the ground?
All right. Get that sorted out. Now we'll go and complete the extra point. Snap back. Hold is down. Kick is good. 2:21 to go in this one. Collins has cut it in half. 49-35. Eastern still leads it. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3. WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 11 years. Whether you are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment, 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLM programming.
Collins set to try another onside kick. 2:21 to go in this one. We've seen them onside earlier in the game to the side. Last time they were right in the middle of the field.
This guy right
now they're going to mark off the penalty.
He's killing me. He must took to heart when he said can't play without him because we definitely couldn't play this game without this guy. Put the ball in there.
Yeah, I never said the whole mark off thing.
It's just stupid.
I mean,
it's
you
a
know,
waste of time. You know where it's supposed to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, just poke the ball and take it there.
Yeah. They got, right. got a bunched up in the middle here now.
So Eastern's got eight guys at the 35-yard line, two guys right behind them and one deep guy. Sugar Ray White. Back of the 10. Got to get his name in one more time.
Come on, bird whistle.
All right, Bruner set to try to onside this one. Let's see what happens. He approaches, and he's going to pop it up down the right side. Hits at the 10, and White will go down to a knee at the 4-yard line. Mark him actually at the 3. So Collins, with three timeouts, can still stop the clock. As we are approaching 3 hours game time, might be the longest high school game been to in a while.
We've only been to two.
In a while, like in 5 years.
Oh, sorry.
13% of the time.
19.7% of the time, they're over quicker than this.
I'm sure you have a percentage of how many games last longer than this.
Than this one?
Yeah.
4.2.
All right, Berger leads the offense back to the field. He'll stay with a four-receiver set, one back in the backfield here with Berger. He'll turn, and he's going to follow his back through. He'll get maybe a yard up to the 4-yard line. Collins will take a timeout. So let's take a quick break as well. Collins takes her first timeout. 49-35.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Second and nine at the 5-yard line. Eastern just trying to run the clock out. Collins trying to stop the clock to get it back. He'll hand to Wallace. He's hit at the line of scrimmage. Ooh. Forward momentum, maybe go forward, maybe close to maybe the 7-yard line. It'll bring up third and about seven.
I wonder why Coach Lucas just don't stay down there. He starts about the 40, and every time he has to run down there, call timeout. Why don't you just stay down like the 20?
This timeout, this one, we'll just keep this one here. So Collins generated a little bit of offense in the running game, really late in the game. I saw Leland run the ball a lot, Sam Harris running the ball a lot, but missing Nashawn Roseberry tonight really hurt him.
Yeah, that's that breakaway speed and, you know, the threat he gives you. You know, they've been kind of just playing the pass because, you know, Collins didn't really have a threat to run here until late in the game, and we've been have some success running the ball up the middle.
Of course, Collins is off next week, so hopefully you'll get a couple weeks to get those guys healthy. Then they're back in 2 weeks to take on Bowl County, which will be another good test for the Titans. Bowl County, now they're 5A now, right? Is that right? I'll look it up and see.
Boyle might be 3A.
Yeah, you're right, 3A now. You're correct. Coached once again by Chuck Smith, who had a long tenure there. Third and seven at the 7-yard line. Trying to draw Collins off, didn't go. They'll turn, he'll hand to White. White's coming around the left end, got room to run, and he's going to have a first down. We got a penalty on the play.
Hope it's holding, we might have a shot.
White uses speed to get to the corner, and we do have a hold. I see the official motioning, holding. So I saw a big streak of lightning myself.
We don't have two timeouts left, do we?
We have one timeout left. So the holding penalty will back things up. Penalty flag was thrown at about 11 or 12 yard line, so half the distance will back them up somewhere around the 6. That'll bring up third and 8. 2:05 to go in this one. Collins, one timeout remaining here. Trying to force an Eastern punt here. Motion from White. He'll keep it himself, and it'll go for no gain, maybe a short loss back to the 5-yard line.
Well, we need to block his punt, but we need to score off of it. No, I mean, touchdown. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would say, I guess with Eastern, you wouldn't think about taking a safety here, would you? Up two scores? Up one, I could maybe see that. I don't know. So it's going to be 4th and 8, ball marked at the 6-yard line.
We got Sakari Tool back. I think he's replacing Peyton Hawk.
We got Tool and Maggard, both deep. Both those guys currently standing at the 40-yard line. I think they could probably come up even a little closer than that. Punting into a little bit of a wind. Now Eastern, I think they're going to take a timeout. So you have a shot of getting the ball back with pretty good field position, scoring and a chance maybe with an onside kick. I don't know. That's a lot to happen in 2 minutes. But
percentages aren't very good recovering onside kick. All right, I'm done. I would say the percentage of them scoring two touchdowns, I mean, it's happened before. Stranger things have happened. Well,
what's the percentage,
Doug James,
of getting two onside kicks in the same game?
Oh, I've seen it happen.
I didn't ask you if I'd seen it happen. I asked you what the percentage of
7.4%.
I bet it's less. Game now officially,
I think,
3 hours old.
I think what we'll do, we'll just leave and go to Lexington when we leave here.
Might be the only way we find a parking spot for tomorrow.
If anybody's got any parking spots in Lexington, they would like to let us know. Anywhere near the stadium, a spot. My spot, your dog spot.
All right, Eastern has one timeout remaining. And evidently, this guy's turned into Ray Guy because we're back in midfield. Field this punt. And they're going to take a safety as he downs it in the end zone. So that'll make the score 49-37.
If you're coming to pick up your child from the game, especially if you live out in Shelby County area, you got to start now, because by the time you get here, we'll be in good shape.
You know, surprisingly, there's still a lot of people here. That's surprising.
The game's still in doubt.
So Eastern will kick this one off from their own 20-yard line.
Well, you know, my question to you is this. Eastern has kicked off a bunch or not, right? And they've squibbed it about every time.
Yeah.
So if you're going to kick it off from the 20 and squib it, you might as well just punt it. Or are they going to punt
it? They might punt it. Let's see who's on the field.
They're probably going to punt it.
No, the kicker's out on the field.
No, they're probably going to kick it.
Tiago Ramirez.
But you know what I'm saying? He's been squibbing it.
Yeah, he's going to kick it off deep. But like you said, the up guys really need to be, I'd say I wouldn't put anybody past Harley midfield.
He's got a nice leg on his kicks. You know, his kick is an extra point.
So back deep, we've got Maggard, Tool, and Hawk. Guys in front of them, Stucker, Harrod, and Casey Warner. And then you have your five up men, which are Phillips, Zach Smith, Leland Carwell, Siler, and I think it might be Adam Wilson on the front as well. And they're going to squib it again, and it's going to be retrieved by Warner, and he'll go down at the 47-yard line. So with 1:55 to go.
Collins has a quick strike offense.
Lucas with a snap, drops straight back, steps up in the pocket, looking deep down the middle of the field, looking for Maggard, overthrown down at about the 15-yard line. 1:50 to go, second and 10, Collins at their own 46-yard line. Lucas turns, going to hand off to Harrod. Sam breaks the tackle. Down, got a first down to the 40, inside the 40, down to the 37. Clock will stop on the first.
Very important
for the first
to get
down.
A first down so the clock will stop. It's still strong we have a timeout. I know we called three.
Yeah, we called three.
Maybe we can sneak these guys thinking we got one. Sonny Malone's been known to be sneaky before.
Collins needs to hurry up, but you still have to score and get the ball back, score again.
Well, the clock's not running yet. Now it is.
1:40 to go. JR takes a snap. Plants back, steps up in the pocket, looking for room.
Got to get rid of
it. Got to throw it away. Runs around the right side and going to run out of bounds instead about the 35-yard line. Lucas takes a snap. JR looking out, sprints out to his left, throws the middle of the field. Complete to Siler, good for a first down, down to the 25. Clock will stop on the first down. Collins trying to hurry to the line of scrimmage here. 1:22 to go. Connor White looks like he didn't know what's going on. He looks like he's going to run out anyway. Lucas going to throw it deep down the right sideline. Looking for Maggard in the back, just overthrown.
Connor White looks
in the
like
back of the end zone.
Connor White looks like he's only been here for about a week. I think he might know more of the Eastern plays than he knows Collins. But a weapon I think they will be able to use in all seriousness as the season goes along more and more.
1:11 to go, 49-37. Eastern leads it. Collins second and 10 from the 25-yard line of Eastern. Lucas drops back, now rolls to his left. Now he's going to step up, going to have a hold. Jared just needs to throw it and get out of it. And he will finally run out of bounds inside the 30. That's going to be an offensive holding call. Got a text in. Said this game's lasted so long. Corn, you're now 51.
I'm just turned 50 today. That's like this game has not lasted a year.
No one thing lasted longer than those wings.
I was trying to go for each one for every year I live, but
they are stepping up in the pocket. Now going to run with it. Down 35, down the 30. We'll run out of bounds at about the 24-yard line. 51 seconds still to go in this one. It'll be third and 9. Last run will go for about 19 yards. All members of the offense looking at the sideline, looking at Coach Lucas for the play call. 51 seconds to go here. JR rolls to his right. Plants going to throw the outside to Siler. Good block on the outside by Maggard. And Siler will spin out of bounds at about the 11-yard line.
First down, Titans.
45 seconds to go. First and 10. Mark him out at the 12.
There's one thing about David Pete hadn't left his perch there. He's still here cheering on the Titans.
I think he's. Last time I saw him, he was waiting for a family photo with
Shouse.
I think he was with the Weds.
It was with the Weds.
45 seconds to go. Lucas takes the snap, drops straight back. Looking to the right side, it's complete to Maggard, and he stepped out of bounds.
I thought he was going to give him a touchdown for a minute. And he stepped out about a foot. Really is a good thing he got out of bounds, really.
So he's out of bounds at the 5 second and three from the 5 yard line.
We don't need to be tackled inside the field of play here. Either touchdown, incomplete pass, something.
Lucas throws in the end zone. Touchdown, Titans. Once again to Dalton Maggard. And with 36 seconds to go, Collins will have another chance for an onside kick. And unbelievably, a chance to get the ball back and maybe win it.
Did I not say it could be the greatest comeback in Titan history earlier? I'm just saying. You didn't give me a lot of credit for that one. But
I was still stuck on the 13%.
Wait, it goes down to 7.5 now on the second kick.
Hey, Bruner on for once again another extra point. And kick is good. And with 36 seconds to go, 49-44, Eastern leads it. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Mike, can I have a word with you?
Sure, boss.
I don't want to split hairs about the dress code, but this is the third day you've worn camouflage to the office.
Oh, no, it's not camouflage. It's chicken flage.
Chicken flage?
Yeah, it's to protect my Zaxby's boneless wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce.
Why do you need to protect wings?
Well, the new spicy honey barbecue sauce is two amazing flavor sensations in one. And have you seen what's in the break room fridge? People aren't ready for this, so I have got to keep it hidden. Chicken flage keeps me incognito, off the grid.
Mike, I can see you. Everyone can see you.
No, they can't.
Oh, yes. Yes, they can.
Can't.
Can.
Can't.
Oh, Mr. Johnson, you have a call on line two.
Thank you.
Hi, Mike. Nice camouflage.
Told you.
Chicken flage.
Everyone wants the Zaxby's Boneless Wings Meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce. Served with celery, ranch, crinkle fries, and a small drink. Try it today and upgrade to a medium souvenir chicken flage cup. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
All right, Noah Bruner back on the field trying to have one more chance at an onside kick here. 49-44, Eastern leads it. Eastern led at one time, 49-21. Bruner approaches and going to go right through the middle of the field again, and I think Eastern has recovered it.
Never went 10 yards.
So the Eastern guy came in. As long as they come up.
Oh, no, 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 that. I'm just saying that.
Trying to go right to the middle of the field again, but as Scott mentioned, didn't go 10 yards. Eastern recovers it, and they are, I guess, a kneel down away from securing the victory.
Nice comeback there by the Titans. Just fell down too far. But I think they kind of found something with their running game there late in the game. So some positives here to build on.
The Eastern's offense will hit the field here one more time. And for the first time tonight, J.D. Berger will take a snap under center. He'll take that snap, take a knee. And both teams now meeting in midfield. Wish congratulations to one another. So Collins took control of this one early, led by 14, led 14 to nothing. But then Eastern found the gear and went up 49-21. Then Collins makes a late comeback in this one and ends up losing it to the Eagles, 49-44. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
That's been Titans Football on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com. The game was proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville. Stand by, the post-game show is next on the home of the Titans. Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.